Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and this is Dr. Renee Sunday. You know we are here for another awesome, awesome time with Good Deeds. You know, the purpose and the mission for Good Deeds is we like to showcase and promote people's dreams, their passions, their purpose, the reason that God has them here on earth. You guys, I'm just so excited. You know, we enjoying the weather now. It's getting kind of warm, but, you know, all is well. We just have to prepare. We have to do things that we have to do. This has been on my heart today. That God put on my heart. Let me just put it in the right perspective here, that, you know, whatever that we're going through in life, we need to realize that we have to go through obstacles. We have to go through different situations. We have to go through things in life. You know, we never know how things going to turn out if we don't believe right, okay? We have to believe. We have to trust. We have to have it in God's hand and believe that everything is going to come to pass. Everything is going to work out. There's so many things in the world right now we don't understand. You know, God, as I tell the kids all the time, God got it. God has everything we need. We just have to believe, trust, and we got to walk it out. Today we're going to talk about some awesome things today. We actually, you know, everyone needs encouragement. Everyone needs inspiration. Everyone needs a pat on the back. You know, you always have to be your own cheerleader, but it's kind of nice when somebody comes and give you a compliment. Someone encourages you if you're in a difficult situation. But, you know, you always go to God first with everything, okay? But it's nice, and God knows that the relationships we have here on earth, he gave them to us, you know, our mother and our father, our, you know, siblings, you know, brothers and sisters that we have. And the people, if you're married, your marriage, your boyfriend, you know, the people that come in our life, even your coworker, we are here to help each other. And today we're going to actually talk about that. We actually want to boost each other's faith. We want to encourage people and say, hey, whatever you're going through, we are here to pray for you. You know, a lot of people want to know your business, but the goal is, okay, do not be like that. Be able to pray and intercede for others. Today we have a wonderful, wonderful young lady here. I just feel a privilege to have a best-selling author here today with us. Her name is Tiffany Warren. What we're going to do is we have so many people on the calls, and I, to be honest, to be transparent, I don't know which one is her number. So what we're going to do is we're going to break for a minute, and we're going to actually try to find that information out, and we're going to listen to my favorite song. You guys already know what that is. That is Happy. We're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Clap along.
Dr. Renee Sunday. We actually going to tackle, I think, this is a very important topic to me because, you know I have a lot of energy, and I'm actually, I love to inspire people. I love to boost people's faith. And I read a lot of the testimonials in regards of people that have read all the books of Miss Tiffany Warren, which is our wonderful international bestseller, actually author here with us today. And that's what I could vibe. And actually, reading her book, I was up. I must have been asleep, but I was up. I was up reading last night, and it's just amazing how God has really blessed her with so many things that she do in life. And you know how I am, you guys. I actually like people to introduce themselves. I like to them to let you know what they want you to know that God has inspired them to say right now. And then, Miss Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to Good Deeds.
Good. Thank you.
Great. Well, tell the listening audience, just tell us about yourself. I mean, I have your wonderful bio. God has really, really blessed you, and God bless you to continue, you and your family, and the wonderful things you're doing. But just go in detail a little bit about your journey and your purpose that God have you here right now on earth.
Well, I am a writer. I've been writing since I was a little girl, so I do believe that's my purpose here. And I write Christian fiction because I believe if God gives you something, a gift, you should give your first fruits back to Him. So not to say that I will never write any other type of book, but right now in this sitter, this is my first fruit. So I'm giving it back to God. I just enjoy the written word, everything about it. I'm an avid reader. I also write stage plays. And my second love is music. I write songs for the stage play. So I just really feel blessed that God has given me a lot of different talents that are kind of complementary to one another. So they all kind of play off one another. I'm married. I've been married. I just celebrated 15 years of being married.
Congratulations.
thank you. To my husband, and we have 5 children, and we are definitely co-laborers in everything that we do regarding the books. You know, when I go on tour, my children have to basically run the household, and, you know, my husband is kind of there as the captain, but they're the ones doing the work, and we just are looking forward to what God is going to do. With this, my children are fantastic singers. I don't know where they got that talent because neither myself nor my husband can sing, but we got blessed with all these singing children. So we're excited about God's blessing.
Well, that's just amazing. You know, I'm actually a publisher and a writer as well, but everyone always come up to ask me, and maybe you can entertain this question. Is, you know, they, you know, when you go to these classes, they say, well, you need to pick a time that you need to write. Is that in the morning, the evening, that type of thing? What are your views about that? Do you really have to have a particular time that you actually write your, you know, even from your songs to your wonderful novels you have, and you really can attest because you've read several books. But what is your opinion on that?
I mean, I think that it is great advice. I don't know how often it's accomplished in real life, but I think that it is great advice because discipline is the most important part of being a writer. I think discipline is probably more important than having talent. You can be very talented, but if you don't, you know, have any discipline, you're never going to finish your book. So it's great advice to have a specific writing time every day. I wish that I could make that happen in my life, but I also work a full-time job. I work for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So right before I was talking to you, I'm watching the storms on the Weather Channel. I have to kind of keep tuned into that. And I have a book due. So
oh, wow.
That's great advice. It's great advice.
But you know how we ladies are. We really good with having a lot of hats. It actually keeps us not to be distracted, and you can manage when you have a lot of things going on. Well, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my family is in that, not in that area, but, you know, even this area, they're talking about storms coming up. And so, yeah, we just have to keep in prayer and just do and make the right decision, because sometimes we end up going out in it, and we know we need to stay in.
Yes, ma'am, please. All your listeners, if you're in the area impacted, please pay attention to the to those warnings.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Well, let's dive into, I mean, oh, God, I just can't pick which one I want to actually. But I, the title, you know, and of course with books, the title and the book cover is very important. But let's dive into what a sister should do. Tell us a little bit more about just about that. That just was an amazing book. I read it in one setting. So you had, and you tuned me in and I stayed in. And so that's a great accomplishment.
Well, What a Sister Should Do was my first novel, and it really reflected a time in my life where I was increasing my prayer life. So it's about three women and the struggles that they have inside of their personal lives. They're all members of the same women's ministry at their church, and it's really about how they're trying to pray through just the everyday life struggles. The main character, Pam, has a husband, and she's like so many women that I know. You know, she has a husband who he's chasing his dream, and his dream is not really doing anything financially for their household. So she's holding it down. She's working the full-time job. She's coming home. And while he's, you know, flittering off their money on his dream, she's trying to hold all the pieces together. And at the same time, not chasing after her own dreams. Then we have Yvonne, who is one of those quintessential church ladies. Like, she sits up high and looks down low. And she really is, her struggle in the book is with being judgmental toward other women in the ministry. And she gets some shocking secrets about her husband that leads them kind of on a downward spiral into some physical and mental and emotional abuse. So she's really knocked off your high horse. I always say, I want God to, you know, I want to get the lesson before God has to teach it to me. So Yvonne, she was in a place where she had to, you know, get a lesson from God. And then we have Taylor, who is a single mom in the church. And it that story was really for, I have a lot of friends who are single moms in the church, and sometimes they're just not treated with kindness, especially if they got pregnant, you know, while they were at the church, if there was some scandal surrounding it. And the men always get off scot-free, and they go on and continue on in ministry, and then the woman is walking around in condemnation. So the story of Taylor was really about how she existed within the women's ministry while carrying this burden of guilt of being someone's mistress in the church. So, and the book is full of prayer and full of forgiveness, which forgiveness is at the center of all of my books. I don't think that you can write Christian fiction without forgiveness or redemption and reconciliation being at the center, because, you know, those are the themes of the Bible. So that's What a Sister Should Do. I was really excited that that book went over so well for so many readers, and I still continue to get testimonies from women about that book, so I count that a blessing.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's the thing that we have to realize, even with you penning it, you know, even the things that we go through in life, you know, it helps us. You know, the cliche we always say is helping somebody, but it's helping you too, because you're growing in your faith, and, you know, God would not let anything happen to you that we couldn't handle. But it helps the whole environment, because when you go through it, you don't believe it when you're going through it, of course, but, you know, we always have to keep the faith and continue on. But, you know, actually, now go a little further, because actually you have a stage play. Is that correct?
Yes, I did a stage play based on What a Sister Should Do. I debuted it in Cleveland, Ohio, which is my hometown, and then we moved to Dallas, and we performed it a few times here in Dallas, and it's just done tremendously well and ministered to a lot of people, and we just had a great time doing it. When we were in Dallas, we had R&B star Christopher Williams to star in it, and it was just a great time. We had an awesome turnout, and looking to do more of that. We also did a stage play for my newest book, The Replacement Wife. We actually did the stage play for that book prior to me even writing the novel. I wrote it in play version first. And in that one, we had Shirley Murdoch and Tommy Ford from Martin. So we're just trying to make our mark on the theatrical world and on the literary world at the same time.
Well, you know you need to, you know, hang out in Atlanta now because we love plays and we love, especially women. Oh, my God, that's just amazing that you're actually stepping out, you know, in the forefront of that because we really need that. In Atlanta, we have a lot of people here that were really, you know, really all over the country and the world that actually will be, really will take advantage of all the things that you're pouring out and your wonderful work. So, actually, have you released your book, The Replacement Wife? Has that been released already?
The Replacement Wife, yes. It came out at the end of February, and it's already in its second printing, and it's about a almost billionaire named Quentin Chambers, who he leaves the church and his music ministry because he lost his wife to cancer, and he had asked God to save her life. And she was the choir director. He was the minister of music. And not only does he leave the church, he takes music out of his home. Fast forward 5 years, his mother believes that his children need a nanny, and she also is not too fond of his Barracuda girlfriend named Chloe. So she hires a live-in nanny named Montana, and the sparks fly from there.
Wow. I thank God for allowing you to come in my life because it's been a while that I actually had a great read. I'm not even going to say good read, but a great read that keeps me up all night. I went from one of your books to the other. So I said, oh, my God. I said, well, I'm going to really keep in touch with you. So whatever you do, because you're very authentic with it. That's what I really like because a lot of times, unfortunate or fortunate, however you want to look at it, people sugarcoat things. And, you know, you really have to be real. You really have to show what's really going on because whoever reads your book or whoever actually is at the playlist, you know, at one of your events, they say, well, dog, I'm worse. And then if they see something very similar that they're going through, wow, they actually feel better, they actually can move forward, they actually can get a blessing because they don't feel bad, they won't condemn themselves.
Well, yeah, I don't know any perfect Christians. So
yes.
I don't know anyone who doesn't have struggles and doesn't have setbacks and doesn't have those times when they're in a low place. I don't think it would be realistic for me to write that type of book. And, you know, sometimes I've heard my book's called edgy. I guess so. I mean, I like to show Christians having romance. I mean, you know, Christians are very attracted to one another. That's where all the little Christians come from. One of my mentors always says that. You know, so I just think that we have to be authentic when we're writing Christian fiction because, the body of Christ is a body of real people. You know, and we are spiritual beings, but we're housed in flesh. And so we have to show the constant struggle between the two, or else it's just not real.
That's right. Amen. Golly, girl, you're going to preach it now. But that's good, you know. But that's wonderful because I actually heard another best-selling author said that, you know, we all have a general purpose is to bring others to Christ, be that light for others. But, you know, we all have our specific purpose in life. I mean, in your case, you know, songwriting, author, and being authentic in the things we really need to, you know, see that's going on in the body of Christ. And then everybody have their own story. Everybody have their own thing that we've been through and things that we will come to pass. But we always need to remember that whatever we're going through, whatever we need to, you know, difficult situation, we need to realize that it will pass. We need to realize that God is on the throne. As the old people say, on the throne, looking. But, you know, God always knows what we need, and he's never late. We say that as a cliche, but we are a living witness that whatever we need, he always take care of it. He always provide. And he has already done that. We just have to believe, and we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. We're just going to take a quick break here. And as I said, one of my other favorite songs is by Yolanda Adams, and it shall pass. It will pass. Just hang in there, you guys, and we'll be right back so we can find out what Miss Tiffany wanted, what she's doing right now, and how we can support her in everything she do. We'll be right back. This is Good Deeds.
Heart and your heart.
you guys, you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. This is Good Deeds. We have an awesome, awesome woman of God with us today, Miss Tiffany Warren. Sweetheart, please, please, please give us your contact information so we actually can support you in everything you do. You know, even down here in Atlanta, you know, we have people listening all over the country. Please give us your information, how we can support you on the social networks, how we can, of course, you know, I'm real firm about buying things. You know, people, I don't like that, you know, bootleg and stuff. So give us your information so we can support you in the things that you do.
I don't like bootlegging either. We are like spirits on that. you can reach me online at www.tiffanylwarren.com. I blog from time to time, and there are excerpts of all of my books on the website. You can also find me on Facebook. I have an author page. It's author Tiffany L. Warren, and I'm also on Twitter. So it's twitter.com/TiffanyLWarren. And I am active on all of those social media platforms. I love it. It actually keeps me from writing sometimes. I have to, you know, discipline myself and shut it off. But my books are available everywhere books are sold. So I have some e-book exclusives on Amazon that you can only get on Amazon. My Lies and Alibis series is blowing up right now. I'm just very excited about how well that's doing. And you can just find all of my books online or in your store.
Wow. We're going to have to get you to come back because you have God has blessed you so with so many things. The time runs out so quickly. And, you know, anything that we can do on this end in Atlanta with Good Deeds, you know, of course, please contact us. And we're just so happy and, ooh, so excited. And we're going to actually continue to have your information on our social media network and also our website because your material that God has placed in your heart is really changing lives, and we just thank you for taking time out to be here with us at Good Deeds.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
me
on. And when I bring
you
a place
welcome.
To Atlanta, I will let you know.
Oh, well, please do. Please do. Hey, if you need somebody extras or somebody to act, you know, that's my other hat, too.
All right.
that was an innocent plug, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Amen. But you guys, you know how we do it here at Good Deeds. You know, it's Dr. Renee Sunday. You know how to contact us on gooddeedslive.com. Thank you so much. Goodbye.